We've got Representatives Grusendorf, Coring, Martin, Foster, Kelly. We're going to take the calendar in order. HB 136 is first, and then 186, and then 112 is third, and then 289 is fourth. We'd like to move out as many as we can today, if it's possible. Depends on the committee. Starting with 136, mandate sale of the Alaska Railroad. Do we have a sponsor here?
Yes, sir. If I can speak from here, I appreciate it.
We got a court now.
Mr. Chairman and members.
Can I make a wait?
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, Health Bill 136 was introduced actually in December of 94, and it was in recognition of the 10th anniversary of the acquiring of the Alaska Railroad from the federal government. And at that time, in January, I think of January the 9th, 85, 95 would have been the anniversary exactly to fulfilling the commitment. The most important thing with that is that that is the time that land couldn't be transferred over to the state of Alaska. There's a lot of land available. I think it's about 12 to 16,000 acres that's available for the railroad itself. There's approximately another 20,000 available for depots and offset of railroad, and probably about 32 to 36,000 acres of land that belong to the railroad also. And I thought it would be nice at the 10th anniversary to do something formally to act in a way, how are we going to transfer this land to the state of Alaska? How would we complete our commitment to the state in acquiring this land? And what procedures and what do we own and how valuable it is now? And then if we want to continue with what the commitment was at that time, and I checked it with two of the major sponsors, Senator Katula and Senator, Speaker of the House at that time, Joe Hayes, who were very much involved with the getting the railroad from the federal government. At first, they wanted to sell it to the state for $100 million, and that was a little high. And I think Senator Bennett was the main one from Fairbanks that was in on the railroad workings. And then they were going to give it to us because it was costing too much money. And I don't know what happened, but we ended up buying it for $20 million. And all the equipment for the railroad workers and the federal pension plans and so on. And we should look at that. We should see what we have available to us now. The legislators should be informed how the land shall be transferred over to the corporation and or to the state. Some people say that the land should be transferred to the corporation. Well, if that's so, then the legislature will have no access of what is best usage of the land available, especially for the 36,000 that really has nothing to do with the railroad itself. It's those kind of things that I think a commission would be very valuable to us to have on behalf of the legislature, and then next January, the body on its own can see what the variables are and what is recommended by a commission. So the bill had to change quite a bit, not from selling a railroad, but at least to look in to see what do we have and how are we orderly going to transfer the lands from the feds to the state.
Is this like a homemade fiscal note here you did?
Well, actually, what happened?